Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, March 5th. Yesterday, the town of Paonia began the slow process of recharging its water line and restoring water service to nearly half of the town's water users. 2 weeks ago, a break in the main line forced the stoppage of service to all 27 of the out-of-town water companies, as well as to eastern areas within town limits. Some customers have not had water for well over a week. Now, the two storage tanks on the system are producing more water than is consumed, and the town can begin the process of returning water service. Notices on the town's website and Facebook page provide useful information about what to expect now that water is coming back on. Town officials ask for patience, as water will reach homes at different times. Some people will have to wait longer than others. Also, citizens are urged to continue strict conservation efforts. As lines are recharged, you can expect cloudy or dirty water. This is normal, due to lines being low or empty the past week. You may also notice an increase in chlorine smell and air in your lines, as the system is flushed and disinfected over the next few days. As your water comes back on, boil water for consumption. The boil water notice will be in place at least for a couple days. Potable and non-potable water remains available at Town Hall today. Also, the heating help line will be answered today from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Call 527-4820 if you have questions or problems with your hot water system as it comes back online. A plumber can be dispatched to your location as soon as possible. And a community meeting has been set for tonight at 6 p.m. at the Paradise Theater. Members of the incident management team, as well as Paonia staff, will be on hand to answer questions. That's tonight at 6 p.m. at the Paradise Theater. It's official. Former brewpub owner, Denver mayor, and two-term Colorado governor John Hickenlooper is now a 2020 presidential candidate. Hickenlooper joins an already crowded field of Democratic contenders. KUNC's Matt Bloom joins us with more. John Hickenlooper's political career started in 2003 and wrapped up in early January, and now he's eyeing the White House. Why is he running for president?
Well, he's been hinting at it for a while now. Remember, he was on a short list of vice presidential picks for Hillary Clinton back in 2016. And really, ever since then, he's been positioning himself as this antidote to a polarized Washington. Here he is on CNN last December.
I think there's a point where someone like me, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a problem solver, I've been good at bringing people together that historically have been antagonistic. Maybe it's the country is someone that can bring the divided parts of the country and the divided constituencies back together.
He's also leaning on Colorado's strong economy and that he's handled tragedies from mass shootings to natural disasters, the sort of events people expect a president to deal with.
What's the reaction to his announcement? What are you hearing?
I talked to Patricia Calhoun, the editor of the Denver alt-weekly Westward. She's been covering Hickenlooper ever since he opened one of Denver's first brewpubs, the Wynn Coop, in 1988. Here's her take.
He moved here because he wanted to create a new path and create a better world, and so many of us have done the same thing. So if he can get that, we're all putting up a barn together, we're all rowing in the same raft at ethos of the West going, it could really play well.
And something Hickenlooper said he learned in the restaurant business is this quote, "There's no margin in making enemies." It won over Colorado voters, but Calhoun says the big question is whether that will work nationally.
Well, you certainly will be looking to see if he's still the genuine John Hickenlooper, if he's changing his message to appeal to a broader, not a broader audience, but whatever seems to be going well right now in the polls, or will he stick to his guns and kind of be that really interested in everything populist?
Matt, there are several candidates in this race that have much more name recognition than Hickenlooper, including Senators Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, and Senator Bernie Sanders. What are his chances there?
It's going to be a rough road. I talked to Seth Maskett about this. He's the director of the Center on American Politics at the University of Denver. And here's what he thinks will be challenging for Hickenlooper.
Some of the toughest sells he'll have are selling Democratic primary voters on the idea of compromise and bipartisanship as assets right now. And the fact that he's pretty comfortable with energy exploration, where a lot of Democratic activists really aren't right now, I think could be a sticking point for him in the primaries.
In other words, Hickenlooper's across-the-aisle reputation as governor on issues around the energy industry and the environment might fall flat with a lot of Democrats. Another thing that both Maskett and Calhoun touched on was Hickenlooper's campaign style. In general, it's been pretty positive, which is definitely not where national politics are at right now. He's also going up against several younger, more diverse, more progressive Democrats, so this could really put him outside his comfort zone.
Is this something that Hickenlooper has had to address before?
It is. In his 2016 memoir called The Opposite of Woe, he talked about how he handled a particularly contentious part of his 2010 run for governor. Here he is narrating for the audiobook.
Just as we had in my mayoral elections, our campaign stayed positive. We ran what to this day remains one of my favorite campaign ads. In the 32nd spot, I got in and out of the shower several times, fully dressed. In the voiceover, I say, "Attack ads and dirty politics make me feel like I need to take a shower."
Hard to know if that sort of style still plays well in 2019, but we'll see in the months to come.
That was KUNC's Matt Bloom discussing the news that former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper is running for president. Democratic leaders at the state capitol have introduced a bill to change how the oil and gas industry is regulated. KVNF's Scott Franz reports.
Lawmakers say the legislation will give local governments more control over drilling operations. That includes deciding how far away they must be from schools, homes, and hospitals. Senate Majority Leader Steve Finberg says the state's current oil and gas regulations are outdated and don't do enough to protect the public. He spoke at a press conference surrounded by the governor, other lawmakers, and a survivor of the deadly gas explosion in Firestone.
This legislation will empower communities, protect the places we love, and most importantly, keep people safe.
Lawmakers didn't provide all of the specifics about the bill. Both the Colorado Petroleum Council and Colorado Rising, the group behind the unsuccessful ballot initiative to increase oil and gas setbacks, say they won't comment on the bill until they see it. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, March 5th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.